Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Could we have maybe the easiest line of, I think the NBA is probably the most difficult right now, of like when you go down and you say the best player in each league or the biggest freak in each league, could it be the easiest right now with Ohtani obviously in Major League Baseball?
Yeah.
I would say that just what Patrick Mahomes does in the NFL dominance wise, he's not even having a great year, but then you watch the game and you're like, he's doing everything to help.
That's surprising.
Like win games.
Well, not only that, he's out there dad bodding it too.
I thought you would have gone Lamar, to be honest.
Lamar Jackson? No, I wouldn't.
Because there's no Aaron Donald anymore. For me, he was the freak.
But with Mahomes, it's like you're watching a guy and you're like, Lamar Jackson can't do what even Patrick Mahomes is doing. Mm-hmm. Like, we talked about this. Mahomes and the flopping gets me, but you cannot ignore his greatness because he makes, it may not be that he's putting up like 300-yard games left and right anymore, but every game you watch with Patrick Mahomes, there are 3, 4, 5 plays where you go, oh my God, how did he do that?
Like, yeah, he'll have a couple of those.
It's a magician. And it's not like the no-look passes anymore. It's like an off-platform, you know, weird arm angle, get it just threading a needle, and you go, dude, how does he do that? How does he keep doing that? You watch him do the Fred Flintstone scoot down the field where his feet are going, and he shouldn't be outrunning him, but he is. Like, I'm in awe of Patrick Mahomes. And then in the NBA, Giannis, his nickname is the freak. Mm-hmm. Victor Wembanyama is a freak. We've been watching him, and you were sitting there, you see a lot of basketball, and there's about a 2-minute stretch where you were just going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, because it was different plays.
Three straight plays in a row. Brings the ball up, number one, 7'5" guy doing this is still weird as hell to me. It's not like he gets the ball at half court and then he'll initiate. No, he'll grab the rebound and push. So he grabs the rebound and pushes, and there's nobody in the world that can contest his jump shot. Not a soul. It doesn't exist. So if he decides he wants to pull, which he did, from 30 feet and cash, what the hell do you do? You throw your hands up and go, well, we kept him from getting a dunk. Well, the next possession, he catches the ball underneath the rim, and there's nobody there that can do anything with him, so he jumps up and dunks. Then he grabs the rebound on the next play, pushes the ball, and throws a lob to Devin Vassell.
It's nuts.
It's like, what am I watching?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's both ends of the floor, complete player, absolute freak of nature.
Look, man. I know that the hyperbolic stuff. He has the opportunity to be the greatest player we've ever seen. It's the same way with Ohtani. Mm-hmm. Like those guys can be literally the best players we've ever seen play the sport.
Yeah. Yep. And like, look, with Patrick Mahomes, you're looking at he could become the first quarterback to three-peat.
Sure.
You know?
I mean, he can put himself in that combination, team. But it's also...
But this year would be the most amazing one because they're not complete.
No. No, not at all.
They're not nearly as good as they have been. Their defense is absolutely mind-blowing. But it's the same thing that Brady had, though, right? Is like, some of Brady's best seasons were the years that he didn't have the best numbers. It was, all right, we're going to lean on a really good defense. My job is to control it. And anytime that there is a window, I have to make the opposition pay. And he did every single time. That's what Mahomes is doing this year. Like, they're not blowing teams out. They're flirting with disaster. There have been a couple of those games. And, you know, everybody has to admit this, Chiefs honk included, that there are games where it's like, they should not have won that. And that wasn't Mahomes making an incredible play, but that was like one or two games, a couple of games. Every other game, it's like, oh my God, Mahomes did it. He did it again. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, I'm in awe of him.
We talked about the blood oath that they signed with the devil.
Well, that's true.
Like,
yeah.
But, I mean, the trade-off there was that Mahomes got to do the things we've seen him do this year, which have been maybe even more Mahomesian than at any point in his career.
We haven't discussed this. Mm. Did you see the video that was circulating of the owner's suite at the, I don't even know what they call their stadium, at Arrowhead?
No.
The Hunt family, which was voted by their own players as the, you know, the cheapest owners, they have locker rooms where guys are still literally on wooden stools. They have a 3-story owner's suite with 6 bedrooms in it.
Of course they do. They know where to put the money. Of course they do.
And it, like, there was somebody like filming it inside. And I mean, they had a Christmas tree in there. They had like leather couches, mahogany, the staircase was like a spiral staircase that went up. You're like, oh my goodness, this looks like
leather bound books.
It looked like a mansion, and it was in the state. And then they like pan over. It's like, oh, there's a football game going on down there.
Well, obviously there's the studio at Moda.
Yeah.
But what people don't know about is
up in the rafters there.
There's a room next to the locker room that is the owner's like suite kind of deal.
Yeah.
And it is protected by a key card entry and a guy who looks like he works for the Secret Service whenever the Jody Allen or Bert is in town. And I've seen that door come open a few times, and I've like got a 2-second look inside there multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's out of like the richest movie you've ever seen.
Sweet.
And it's like, oh, that door comes closed quick, but I'm always like trying to peek in there because I'm nosy as hell. And it's pretty opulent.
Sweet.
Pretty opulent. The
not too shabby.
This is maybe a little adjacent, but I think it's a relative, at least mildly relative. Have you seen the stuff the Seahawks have put out about their equipment managers?
No.
Like the stuff that they do. So again, this is football adjacent, but just like random stuff in stadiums. Mm-hmm. All the cleats have RFID tracking in them.
Yeah.
And there's a scanner at the door. So how many times anybody goes in and out with the cleats, how often they're wearing them, all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
But they have like this mechanical racks of shoes, of cleats.
Okay.
That is a mile long. And they have like digital tracking software for wear down and fit and they can print orthotics.
Okay.
On site. And it was just like this very like cool thing. You talk about like owners and where they spend money. It's like, yeah, that seems like a spot that you would like to take care of players would be a good thing. And then I think if I remember right, the Seahawks were pretty high on that chart as far as like the
taking care of stuff.
Yeah. Whereas the Chiefs were very, very, very low.
Yeah. No, it's amazing what they can do now with the player tracking stuff.
Oh, it's nuts, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like as far as like, particularly in football with the equipment stuff,
mm-hmm.
like it's very specific. And it was like I'm watching the Chargers did a helmet fitting and like gave them like 18 different helmets to choose from. And then like they tried those on with different sizes. And it's very different from when we were kids and we had the
concussion bucket and then like some dad who's half in the bag just whapping you on the head going, hey, you're good.
You're tight enough.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And you're like, yeah, that guy just hit me with his wedding ring. Oh, that's not a wedding ring. That's his high school class ring he's still wearing. Why did he do that?
Why is the reverb still going in my head?
Yeah, you'll be good.
Why did we all have the same experience?
You're good. Because that's just the way it was with your old concussion buckets.
Oh, it was like, here, hold on, let me take this off, rip it off, basically dry, and then put on the bigger ear pads. Mm-hmm. Still not enough? Oh, the blood flow is cut off to your face? Perfect.
You're wearing into it. What? I don't think that's how it's supposed to work. Safety first.
God.
Yeah. Now they scan your head.
Yeah.
Like the Visus helmets or the Axiom helmets.
They find the right one for the shape of your dome.
They'll scan your head and then they'll create, like the Visus one, they'll create like a molding that you just bloop right on there. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's like everybody used to talk about the 2 weeks that we used to take, you know, before we got into pads as like a way to get, you know, used to contact. I was like, no, that was all just us getting used to having our helmets on.
That's why I say, you know, football, dangerous sport still, very dangerous sport, but
we've come a long way.
It from tackling in the way that they teach tackling in instruction and then just the helmet technology on top of that. Like, it's going to take 20 years for the data to start catching back up because of the fact that they were using concussion buckets. And although our, you know, Pee Wee and Pop Warner football experiences of helmet fitting, that's how they were fitting helmets in the NFL too. It's like, you're fine. You can use one for your whole career.
Yeah, the only difference that changed for us when we got into high school was we got to pick our own.
Yeah, well, you did.
we get to pick our own and pick our own face mask. That was the thing we got.
Yeah, no, we would buy our own face masks because we didn't want, I mean, we were going the full cage. We're going to run the power eye.
That's very Glencoe-y.
Well, that's a price to win. All right. Well, I don't know how we got there, but
because
here we
are. Derailed it. I qualified it with equipment, I'm going to derail it.
Equipment guys.
Yeah.
Very important.
No, they are. Every time one of those videos pops up that like shows how the high tech innovations that have that have like progressed, I am glued to that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's crazy.
Oh, this is awesome. Let me see more of this. Like, yeah, this is great.
You know what I can't get behind, though? Soccer players apparently cut a hole out of the back of their shoe.
Yes, it's to relieve the pressure on their Achilles, and there's actually, like, real science behind that. Because
weird.
Of how much distance like they travel.
That would
like, rub it raw?
Yeah, having a lot of blisters.
I don't know, man. Huh. But they also, wear them like extremely tight.
Yeah, like two sizes too small.
Which is another reason they do that, because if they don't cut that out, then it like basically
causes
Achilles. Oh yeah. But I mean, have you ever seen David Beckham's feet?
Yeah. Yeah. I watched that Beckham doc.
Yeah. And so literally his toes curled in because of how much pressure the shoes put on his feet.
It's like Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, he clips his toenails. Yeah,
so his feet are literally deformed.
Yes.
Like all those guys that shape shots like that, all their feet look like that. It's really weird.
That's
like,
so gross.
But it's like, right. It's done over years.
Yeah, I'm out.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.